Patterns of Presence, Day 15, Matthew 11, verse 29. Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Prioritizing presence in the changing landscape of life is a learning experience. As we build into our lives patterns that prioritize presence, we step into a learning process and we grow in our knowledge of him and his heart. Jesus opens this whole discourse up with a blinder of a statement. He tells us that all things have been committed and entrusted to him. And this brings to us a knowledge of his position. He is sovereign and all-powerful. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to him, and this statement presents this supreme position and helps us to understand that. He then tells us that out of his supremacy, he exercises a choice. He chooses who has revelations of the Father. He brings us into supernatural encounters with the Father heart of God. And we then begin to develop not just head knowledge, but heart knowledge as well as we begin to understand the fatherhood of God. These are big, powerful claims from Jesus in this moment. He is great, he is sovereign, he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So much is presented about his status. But then we turn a corner and begin to grow in our knowledge of his heart. And what we begin to learn about the heart of this sovereign leader is that he is gentle and humble. This is not what you expect from one with such power and authority. It's not what you expect when it comes to learning from one of such station. He is humble. He's humble in the sense that he is approachable. And he is gentle. And his gentleness is seen in his approach to us. All of this is embodied in his simple but powerful call, "Come to me." He invites those who are wearied and burdened to come to him. Now let's be clear, he doesn't get wearied and burdened. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. Isaiah 40 tells us that neither does he get tired and weary, but yet this sovereign being, this all-powerful God, doesn't have a problem associating with those who do. He doesn't view us as beneath him. We're not mere subjects there to serve him and his purposes. No, he's humble. He comes to serve us. He gives us purpose and calling and tasks and mission, but then he says, "Right, let me yoke with you. Let me work with you and walk with you. Let me give you the strength that you need and the help you require to do that which you're called to do." He is humble and he is gentle. He comes down into darkness to light it up. He steps into our mess and he sits in it with us. He journeys through it alongside us, and then he helps us mop up the mess, even though at times it's we who made it. He turns up in the struggle. He's found in the storm. He's there in the chaos and even at the end of the road. And when we fall, when we're up to our neck in sin, when we've got it wrong, and even when we're determined and resolute in our wrongdoing, he has patience. He shows us love. He doesn't turn us away or leave us to it. He comes into the muddle, dark and sinful as it can be, and he comes as our glory and the lifter of our head. He's humble, not in that he's low in station. He's anything but. He's great and sovereign and supreme, but he's not distant and abstract. He's not aloof. He's not a spiritual snob. He loves fiercely. He cares intensely. And he is kind. He is oh so kind. The Saviour with all things under his responsibility, the one who holds the affairs and the workings of the entire globe. He counts and numbers the hairs on your head. And he catches your tears in a bottle. He's intensely interested in our individual worlds, lives and journeys. He cares for us. And to yoke with him is to learn from him. It's to walk with and work with him. And it's then to begin to walk like him and do his work. To learn from his heart is to be shaped with his heart. It is to be humble as he is humble. It is to be gentle as he is gentle. And it is to be kind as he is kind, and he is also kind. In our prioritising of his presence, we must learn the patterns that accompany his presence. Where he is becomes as he is, so to connect with him is to be changed by that connection. To yoke with him is to be united to him, and clearly it is to be united not merely to displays of strength or only to manifestations of power, but being united and yoked to him is to become one with his heart, and to learn that actually the greatest demonstrations of strength, spiritual and otherwise, are in gentleness and humility, because this is how he works and this is how he walks. What would it look like for his people to step into his yoke and to seek to reflect his heart, not with placards and petitions, not with power statements and impressive rhetoric, but working and walking in gentleness, humility and kindness? Today, as you prioritise his heart, as you yoke afresh with Jesus and seek to walk and work with him within your day, learn from his heart. His heart for you is gentle and kind, humble and available. As you journey through this day, how can you reflect his heart to those around you? How can you walk and work in such a way that it shows the reality of the God whose presence you carry? He is humble. He is gentle. He is kind. He is, oh, so kind. Be his heart in your world today.
How great this love. Oh, it's moving on my mountains. This perfect love is casting out my fear. How great this love. Oh, it welcomes me like family. And anywhere I go, it meets me there. 'Cause he is good. My God is love. How great this love. Oh, it's faithful through my failures. It's trusting love. It's with me till the end. How great this love. Oh, it's closer than a brother. Well, this is love. He died so I could live. And he is good. And he is God. What I earned, it's not what I got. And he is just. So kind, what I deserve, it's not what I find. What more could I say about it? My God is love. I know my God is love. I know my God is love. This is enough to know my God is love. not what I got. And he is just, yet oh so kind. What I deserve, it's not what I find. What more could I say about him? My God is love. What more could I say about him? My God is love. What more could I say about him? My God is love.